different regions we are here, from different countries, different backgrounds, and perhaps that also many of you have not seen, but our homes previously were completely different homes compared to our homes today. Today with that language, and this English language has overtaken us, it's not just now, it isn't very long. It is recently that everyone, otherwise, while we were at school, which is not very long ago, many people, we used to hear commonly them speaking Gujarati amongst themselves. But today you have, especially the Hindus, we at school, they would always only speak Gujarati. They will not speak English. So this was that nature. Consequently, you will find the homes were also according to that culture. Today, all of us, we have made our mother tongue, our home language, we have made it English, and our homes are also all on English pattern. The only little difference between our home and a non-Muslim's home is that we got some frames with La ilaha illallah. We also got frames, but only that ours is La ilaha illallah, is Ayatul Kursi, is some other word. They also got frames. They got different frames. If he's a secular person, then he's got some scenery, etc. If he's a religious person, he's got the frame of Isa alayhi salam on a cross, etc. That is how they, that is the only difference. But otherwise, our homes, our lifestyle, those, that is again a thing which many of you will not appreciate and understand. But a thing like holidays was not in our people at all. In our people, if they would go out, it was to visit the family. They would go out of the way to go and visit all the family. And houses were small, but they were accommodated in that small houses, and they were made to feel very homely and comfortable. But today, holiday is the in thing. It's not our style. It's this language that has brought all this. We have copied the language, the whole lifestyle has come into us. And also, as I explained, Maulana Bhai Abdul Wahab Sahib Damat Barakatum told Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali that if your home language is Arabic, the mizaj of this work of tabligh will never come into you. So that language is absolutely essential. And today, and see also, my own home language is Gujarati. It's not Urdu. But we understand the importance of Urdu. So though it's not our language, our birth language, our mother tongue, but we understand the importance of it. Today, to understand the Deen, Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, those who have some idea about Mufti Sahib, is an international person. He sits on a very high board of the Arab countries on religious matters, on economic matters also. Widely traveled, the whole world he has traveled. And he said in one verse of his that if the mizaj of deen, if a person wants to understand it, there is no other single person in the world more better than what a person can understand than that of Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. And he said that if anyone wants to call and say that I'm doing hero worship, let him say it as long as he wants to. But this is my conviction. As if anyone wants to say that I'm involved in party politics, let him say as long as he wants to. But this is my conviction. And he says, before I used to say taqleedan, just listening to other people, my elders, etc. But now I say tahqiqan. What tahqiq I say. So in order to understand even Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, without Urdu you will not understand. And this is not from our side. Abdullah ibn Subayyil, Sheikh Abdullah ibn Subayyil, Rahimahullah, the old Imam of the Haram of Mecca, he said that 2/3 of the world's deeni khidmat is done by ulama-i Dioban. There are ulama-i Hat throughout the world. Every country has got. The Arab countries, Makkah Sharif has got, Medina, and we have seen them, the conference that was here, they came, they are all. But the ones that Allah has accepted and made the school of thought known in the whole world is ulama-i Dioban. And no other institution has been accepted and been made known in the world as Allah has made ulama-i Dioban. And that mizaj of theirs, of understanding deen, is the perfect mizaj. And if we want that perfect mizaj, we will have to be acquainted with Urdu, not only casually, but when a person, when this nature comes, whenever you can speak to somebody, and that person knows Urdu, and you know English also, you know French also, you know other languages also, but you prefer to speak Urdu, that is when that will come into a person. Whenever you get the opportunity, and you can speak in Urdu, you will speak in Urdu. In other words, not only the knowledge and knowing Urdu, but the love of Urdu. Then that mizaj will come into you. And that is the correct. Today, with the little bit that Allah has blessed us, we also have met many Arabs, many Arab ulama, who have traveled to many Arab countries throughout the world, many countries who have traveled. But what we have seen, the understanding of deen, and at-tamassuk with deen, to hold on to deen, what Allah had given to the ulama, unfortunately, now nobody else has got that tamassuk with deen, which Allah has given. And with regard to that, not our evidence, but Shaykh Muhammad Awama, Hafizahullah, who is a very great alim, Syrian alim in Makkah Sharif, he himself told me that the Arabs, they've gone in various parts of the world, but the Arab ulama did not follow them. The Indian people, and especially the Gujaratis, went also in many parts of the world, and the ulama followed them. So that tamassuk, that clinging to deen, that you will not find amongst the Arabs. You will find, you go anyway, there are many Arab ulama who are doing imamate in various parts of the world. They are being sent by Rabita, they are being sent by various people. But you won't see that concern for deen as what you will see. The most you will find from the Arab ulama, they will allow tabligh work. But to be actively involved, etc., you won't find that. Whereas in the ulama-i Deoband, predominantly you will find they will be even involved in maktab, in tabligh, in all other efforts of deen also. They made that the mission of life. So therefore, if a person wants this, he will have to be acquainted and be close with the Urdu language. And we are trying that. That is why we kept it in the madrasa. We know we can change our language here into English. We will get much more students also. Students will feel very easy also. Ustads will find it much more easier also. But we will lose the object. What is the use of that? If the object is deen, understanding, and tamassuk with deen, and to have the love for deen, that will be lost. So what is the use? We have much more students also. Life becomes much more easier for everyone also. But we lose the actual object. That is of no use. Even it has been noticed clearly in tabligh work also, those who are doing work through the English language, there is a world of difference between them and those who do it through the Urdu language. The ta'alim in Urdu, bayans in Urdu, listening to our akabir directly in the Urdu language, and also there are great ulama in tabligh work also in the world. But if we know the work of tabligh from inside, in any ijtima, no matter what great people they are of other countries, but the main bayans are always kept for our akabir of Raiwind and Deoband. Because one of the many things is that language. That in that language, the translation is done. They are in a country where they are all Arabs only. But the bayan is in Urdu and is translated for them. Yeah, in our country, they can easily get a very good English lecturer. A person who gives a bayan in English directly. There are plenty, they can, but they keep it in Urdu. And then the translation is done. We may think so much inconvenience, why all this, but there is a great purpose behind it. And unfortunately, we don't think of those things. We only look at the surface, and we don't realize the important things that lie inside, the actual deen and the mizaj of deen. That is extremely important to understand. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Just one more point. We know the jalsa is starting, inshallah, on Jum'ah. And the jalsa is of the madrasa, of the Darul Uloom. And the main components of the madrasa are the students and the ustads. And if we don't take part, then for who is the jalsa also? The jalsa is for the students and is for the ustads. But if we are not present here, and the visitors come from outside, they take advantage of it, and we who are here, and it's meant for us, and we know also another very important point, our jalsas always have not been customary, a ritual, just to have a jalsa for the sake of a jalsa. But every year we have got a theme of the jalsa, and we impart that message to the public. So that is not only for the public, the people who are coming, that is for the students also. Otherwise, how many students also we become unmindful of, like this year's jalsa's theme of financial transactions. Muamalat must be correct. That everything, for example, a student borrows from another student something, that is also this muamalat now. Then he must return that what he borrowed. You borrow money also sometimes from your friend. And sometimes you take a thing without his permission. That is also wrong muamalat. You just take his fellow, you didn't ask him. And many times what fights erupt from there. You take your friend's pen, you didn't ask him. You think he's my friend. I can just take it, he won't mind. But this is not correct. All this is part of deen. All this must be also correct in a person's life. So we are also very much in need of this. And many of us, we don't think of it as part of deen. That I can just take my friend's thing as I wish to. I can go into his bag, open his bag, and I can take out something. He's my friend. He won't mind. No. There are rules and regulations. There are those cases where really you know he won't mind. In fact, he'll be happy. It's different. But where the person takes offense and lot of fights start. Familiarity breeds contempt. This very closeness, it causes problems then. So therefore, it is very essential that this part of life must come into us also. May Allah give us tawfiq. So please, the students, we want them to be 100% present for all the programs. We are in our rooms, the other people are coming from far and wide. People from overseas are coming. They are here in front. And for whom it was, like it is said, for whom the janaza namaz was, that person was left making wudu. Your janaza namaz finished already, and that person still making wudu there. So the jalsa is for the students. They must be here. So please try and cooperate, and it is for your benefit. And also think that when you are a lot of people to be present, so you give that honor to that person who is graduating now. When your graduation time comes, Allah will give you also that honor. May Allah give us proper understanding of deen, and let us practice upon deen, and may Allah be pleased with us. Wa akhiru da'wana.